USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of senior lawmakers are reportedly planning to join House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on her trip to Taiwan. Republican Congressman Michael McCaul saying he and his Democratic counterpart Gregory Meeks were invited by Pelosi as the top members of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. McCaul saying he declined the invitation due to a personal obligation. The Democratic-led House Oversight and Reform Committee is holding a hearing with top gun manufacturers to address a recent spike in gun violence and mass shootings. Republican ranking member from Kentucky, James Comer, compares Republicans' approach to rising gun crime to Democrats' approach.
Republicans want to target criminals. Democrats want to target lawful gun owners and take away their guns.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Joe Biden announces he's now able to return to work in person.
I've just tested negative for COVID-19 after isolating for 5 days.
He was isolated after testing positive and attending all his meetings virtually. The White House says he is fully vaccinated and boosted and only experienced mild symptoms. President Biden adds that he's thankful for his medical team. Thousands have been forced to evacuate California's Mariposa County, and dozens of homes have been destroyed by the Oak Fire. Keith Wade with the Sacramento City Fire Department says he believes the progress will continue.
They've been able to still get some good containment lines dug in and bring this fight to the fire.
CAL FIRE says aircraft are struggling with the amount of smoke, but lower temperatures are allowing firefighters to surpass 25% containment. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The investigations into what went wrong in Uvalde, Texas, after a school shooting continue.
The Uvalde City Council Tuesday said they will investigate every city police officer that responded to the massacre at Robb Elementary School back in May. It's been revealed hundreds of police officers, including federal officers, stood down to a lone gunman killing children. The council concluded everybody, that's Uvalde PD, that was there, will be held accountable for their actions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A school district in Pennsylvania voted Tuesday to approve a new library policy, allowing the board to control what books are allowed in their libraries based on concerns about sexual content. Many students are concerned about how the policy will affect their education.
What are you scared of? Educated students like me? There's nothing to fear in spreading love and belonging in diverse books.
Central Bucks School District Superintendent Dr. Abram Luckenbrow saying the policy is not a ban, and the new policy is aimed at ensuring children aren't reading inappropriate material. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls is calling on Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to rescind a mandate that has cut pay and benefits for nearly 60,000 Guard and Reserve troops who have refused to submit to COVID-19 shots. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.